Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana, and I'm the supervisor. May I please have the first and last name, as well as the email address on the account you're calling in about?
Yes, it's my name is Alessia Applebaum, and I've been charged on my account for things I did not buy from you. Hello?
Can I have your zip code, please?
12110.
I do. Thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
184 Fort Ferry Road, Latham, New York, 12110.
I do. Thank you for that. And I did locate an account for the smart fitness tracker. It looks as though the replacement colored straps was ordered and an additional smart fitness tracker. Now,
smart price tracker, what is that?
It's basically a fitness watch. Like it shows you, it tracks
your
steps.
All right. Well, I did not have that purchase from you.
It shows that it was
I've been charged for two things. Watch and earbuds.
Excuse me.
It's two different charges. I've been
yes,
charged
ma'am.
Yesterday.
The reason why you show a charge that is on your account recently is because of the product that was billed to you on 3/15. Now, it does show that you paid $5.97 and $4.97 for shipping and handling. And at that time, it was a 14-day trial. So if you didn't make contact with us.
Excuse me. Hello. The first of all, I do not have any earbuds, secondary. That was.
I never said you had any earbuds, ma'am. I said a smartwatch. That's why I mentioned two smartwatches, and I said the replacement color straps. We show that.
Hold on. But it. I fill up some Nazari questionnaire, and it was given to me as a gift. Nobody mentioned that I have to pay $67 for that.
Yes, ma'am.
And
that is
earbuds, I never even talk about that. I never even had that.
Because you weren't charged for any earbuds. You were charged for a fitness.
I've been charged twice on my account. First
yes,
of all, I have to pay on the shipment and handling. When the second pair was offered to me, I paid for second pair. But nobody ever told me that should be a trial. I don't want those things for that price.
Yes, ma'am. All of this information was provided within our terms and conditions when the product was initially ordered. Because if you, excuse me, if you did take a survey, you have the ability to choose different products. And once you chose our product, we give you the opportunity to.
I'm sorry, that wasn't mentioned like that. It was mentioned as a gift to me. And I have to pay only shipment. I even order a second pair, and it's never worth saying it's a trial. I do not want those things. If you, I can send it back to you. It's fraud. It's typical fraud. You're saying one thing, and you're selling from a different thing. First of all, secondary. That second secondary earbuds, you're charging me $247. I don't even know what you're talking about. I never ordered those. What is that? Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand what you're saying, but this is the stipulations of it. Now, I can provide you with a 50% refund back on both of those charges, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, please. And should I send it to you, all that stuff, you, those watches
no,
you
ma'am,
brought?
No, you don't have to send anything back.
Okay. Well, so you're telling me you return my money back? Because I was in a bank today, and basically them going to change my account. I haven't seen your message from yesterday. I thought it's a typical fraud. And today I stopped in my bank and I closed the account. Obviously, charges will be against you, but I'm sorry, it's definitely fraud.
So have you contacted your financial institution already?
I'm already working in bank, but you process it.
You said you've already, you said you're working with them?
With whom?
I said, did you contact your financial institution?
Of course I did.
Okay.
And they told me they cannot stop. They cannot stop withdrawals. And we check online and we can't even find your company. We don't know who you are. Just like a couple hours ago, I saw your site. I saw your message you sent it to me.
Okay, did you file a dispute with your financial institution?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I just stopped the card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So this is what I'll do. I'll provide you with my manager's discount to make it a 75% refund.
Hold on. I already paid for that for $20 for it.
That you didn't pay for it. You paid shipping. And
what do you mean? I paid $19 additional.
Yes, ma'am.
And $5 for shipping and handling.
That's why you contacted me. That's why you contacted the company. You requested a supervisor, and I'm explaining to you in reference to the company's policy and how you incurred these charges. As far as you're stating that you paid for it, you did not pay for it. You paid shipping and handling. The product does not cost $5.97 and $4.97. You paid for shipping. The $19.98 that was charged to you, that is for the straps. That is not the cost of either of those smart watches. Now I can process a 75% refund back on the $49.87 charge as well as the $69.
Okay, what is
this?
All right, can you explain what is the second charge for? For earbuds.
Well, it may say earbuds because it's under the company's umbrella, but you do not have earbuds. You have two fitness trackers.
I understand, but you charge me twice. You charge me $67 and
yes,
you charge
ma'am.
Me. Okay, you charge me for things I never buy from you.
Ma'am, you're being charged for the initial product that was ordered on 3/15. So you have two fitness trackers and you're being charged for both of them.
It says earbuds.
Yes, ma'am, and I just expressed to you that is because that is the company's. It's under the company's umbrella. You have two fitness trackers. You were billed for each of them. One was for $49.87, and the other was $69.87. You do not have any earbuds. You are being billed for both of the fitness trackers.
But it looked like it's fraud. And you
yes.
know what? Probably I should report it because all
you
that...
You go through your financial institution, you're not going to get any of your money back. They're going to contact us and ask us why we charged you. We're going to tell them that you entered into a trial and you did not return our products back
no,
to us.
No, I will talk to my institution,
time.
by the way.
Yes, ma'am. And if you go
if
through,
you
you're
advertising,
not going to get any of your... We're
so you're robbing me? That's what you want to tell
ma'am.
Me?
Ma'am,
I'm
assisting you with your account, and you're expressing to me what is on
you
your bill.
You charge
statement.
My account.
Not, for
oh my
each
God!
Of the products that you did not
okay,
return
well,
back to us.
You know what? What state? You California state, right? Probably we're gonna charge. You know, just open the case with our attorney general. To your attorney general, it's going around and it's a typical fraud. And you know what? I think the bank will help me with that. That's what I want to tell you. It's ridiculous.
I understand what you're saying. That is why I'm offering you my manager's discount, because I know that if you go through your financial institution, they're going to contact us and ask us why we billed you. Now, being
of
that,
course, I will contact
will
my financial
them.
And who telling you that I'm going to hide anything from them?
Yes,
I'm going
to
tell them exactly how
anything.
It is. And you have to return my money back.
All of our calls are recorded and monitored. You kept our product past the trial date. You did not return it. So as a result, you were billed for it. Our products are not free. You kept our product. So we
told me on the internet.
We told you that you had a free trial.
Okay, fine. You know what? Well, with my institution, the bank institution, we're gonna file those charges.
Okay, so you've already started the fraud claim or the claim with them.
I did not did any fraud claim yet. I canceled my card, but tomorrow I have appointment in my bank. You know we're going by appointments, right? And I will explain them exactly what's happened. And I think it should be bring somewhere, and it should be alert on every single bank line. That's what I'm thinking. And tell me that I'm wrong, because you're lying. You're lying, and you're selling your product. You know,
when you ordered this product, you ordered it online, and it also
I
asked,
did not
you...
order. You offered to me as a complimentary to my answering.
Ma'am,
you don't mail me.
That is
that's
I'm
how
trying...
it's happened.
I'm,
and
I'm
you explain me
you.
There. That's my free gift.
Ma'am, you're not allowing me to explain it to you. Every time I say something, you cut me off. You contacted us. I work for the company. You do not. I can explain it to you in full detail. You're not allowing
Maybe
me to do so.
Maybe you should explain in the full details where you're selling your product. Maybe
you're not
there
allowing
you
me
should
to express
explain
that.
In full details.
You're not allowing me to express that to you. Every time I say something, you cut me off. That you were speaking with a representative. They transferred you over to a supervisor, and I'm trying to assist you with your account. You're not allowing me to assist you. I'm just merely explaining something to you, because when you file
listen
a claim,
to me, stop giving me a lecture about my behavior. You explain to me that you can return a 75% of my payment, and you try to convince me that I order that product. I'm trying to tell you
why am I telling you that I can only process a 75% refund? Do you know why I'm telling you that?
I'm listening.
The reason why I'm saying that is because the product, when it was ordered, it was not free. And being that the product was kept past the trial date, that is why I said that I can give you my manager's discount, because the product was not returned back to us within the allotted time. Now, you may have taken a survey. We don't have anything to do with the survey. When you take a survey, you have the opportunity to choose which product you'd like. Now, if you chose our product, it will direct you to our website, where you have to fill out and put your credit card information into a secured website. So being that our product is not free and you kept it past the trial date, that is why I said I can process a 75% refund to your account.
Okay. Well, you send me a 75% of my money, obviously. It's appreciated. But my point, what I'm trying to tell you, that way you're selling your product. And by the way, I did order it. I did pay for shipment and handling, and I haven't seen a word. Obviously, I read whatever it was saying on the page. Obviously, because I ordered something else, right? And I paid full price for it. Obviously. So I did read whatever you present on the line. And I haven't seen a word, one word that is trial. So what are you telling me? I will be appreciated for 75% off. More I will tell you, I will send you a product back. If any package which I receive those watches will be saying to me, it's return label. It wasn't saying a word, even in the package you send it to me. It wasn't said a word, those watches on the trial. Not one word. So please give me 75% off, but don't make me idiot. I think we agree on that.
I'm going to process
Hello?
The 75% refund, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.